NextGen will make business aviation more efficient and even safer. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for the download. Today, we're going to hear the second and final portion of FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's comments at NBAA 2010 last month. If you didn't hear part one, find it in the archives under November 4th. Today, Babbitt is working to convince the business aviation community that equipping for next-gen ATC will pay dividends in both safety and efficiency.
I'd like to turn your attention to WAAS-LPV. Now, right now, business aircraft have access to more airfields in all weather, in all conditions, thanks to WAAS-LPV. And yes, I will tell you what it means. It is wide area augmentation, providing lateral precision with vertical guidance, WAAS-LPV. As part of a next-gen operation, that's one of the tools we're using to update our airspace. We have published more than 2,000 new satellite-based WAAS-LPV approaches and departures at more than 800 airports around the country. There are now more WAAS-LPV approaches than we have ILS procedures in the country. Now, as we augment the GPS signal to make it more accurate and create these precision approaches to make these approaches available to qualified and equipped aircraft, one thing that I want everyone to appreciate is these approaches require no nav aids on the ground. There is no physical infrastructure on the ground. All we have to do is design the approach. There's no installation. There's no calibration. There's no maintenance of ground equipment. None of that. It's all in the aircraft itself. So all we need to do is design the approach. And these approaches give you all-weather access and instrument procedures to airports that never even had these options in the past. It means, for those of you in here with the business operations, it means that your company might be able to maintain an aircraft at an airport or an airfield that's closer to you because it now has an instrument procedure. It means that companies can better position themselves to meet their customer needs quickly, fly into airports closer to where the customer is, lower cost, and increase your efficiency. Now, corporate aircraft have the best safety record of any group in general aviation. I think that record will not only continue, I expect it to improve under next gen. But we also need to remember that even with the best of technology today, we must remain vigilant when it comes to safety. Now, professional pilots are among the most methodical and focused people I know. Myself, even after flying more than 40 years, I still ask myself the basics when I get in an airplane. Is this airplane itself good to fly? Have I looked over the maintenance procedures in the logbooks? Is it a good idea to fly in this weather? Have I looked at that? And the final question, am I too tired to fly this last leg? Remember, safety is our number one priority. It's certainly mine at the FAA, and I believe it to be yours. And that's why I'm pleased to share with you that after many, many years of debate, 25 if you're counting, we have today a new proposed rule that will finally address pilot fatigue. This rule has been a long time in coming. It's the culmination of a lot of work by a lot of people. We believe that under this proposal, airline pilots, cargo pilots, other professionals will be more fully rested and alert because we're going to require more and better rest. And I think the key word there is better rest. But I'd ask each of you in your flight departments to consider the approach that we've taken in our proposal as you evaluate and set your own flight schedules for your professionals. If you're starting those operations early in the day or they're going long into the night, if there's a lot of short legs involved in an operation, think about the limits that you might want to impose on flight time and the length of time that you're going to ask somebody to stay on duty and the amount of rest that they're going to get at the end of that. The science of fatigue applies to everyone. Nobody's immune. And following the principles of the rule that we're proposing, I believe will enhance, seriously enhance, the safety of your operations. Now, the recent safety legislation signed by the President on August 1st mandates a lot of changes. And these changes are going to have an impact on your operation, changes that I believe to be very positive. One of the things we're going to see, it's going to require an air transport pilot certificate for all Part 121 pilots. We're going to require more experience in particular types of operation in challenging environments, for example, icing. This community can help prepare us and the next generation of pilots by working with us together. Now, we all need to be mindful that hours of flying, total flight time, is not a proxy for experience. Pilots must continue to receive proper training. And when you look at your corporate training programs, I'm going to ask that you think about partnering with us. We would love to help in design of good programs and help you circulate how they work with others. When we talk about our training programs, are we teaching things like energy management of the aircraft, de-icing, fatigue recognition? Do your pilots know how to recognize fatigue in themselves or the other pilot? Business aviation operators have an incredible and an outstanding safety record. And you have always provided and will continue to provide a great base of experience for pilots who may well stay in business aviation, or they might want to pursue other career paths in aviation. So what I'm asking is no small task. The U.S. economy will continue to grow, but we must assure that pilots, mechanics, and dispatchers, all the technical experts that you currently have, are also ready to serve in other parts of the aviation industry. And by you maintaining the highest safety standards, you help us assure that we can all meet the challenge of professionalism in the future. Now, another step for us has been the FAA's Partnership for Safety, and that's a partnership rather unique. It's with our unions in the FAA, our air traffic controllers, and our specialists, and our technical operations organizations. I think those of you who have been around a while know that we had somewhat of a wary relationship with our unions over the years. But today, and you can confirm this with talking with the unions, we are working together, building trust again in one another. We have to work together, and we have to rely on each other in order to recognize and realize our common mission of safety. And you know what? It's working.
After the break, what's required to have a real safety culture? More from FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. We're ready to wrap up Randy Babbitt's keynote speech at NBAA 2010. Safety involves checklists and procedures and equipment and infrastructure, but to maximize safety requires making it part of an organization's culture. But what does that mean exactly, and how do you bring it about?
To have a real safety culture, people need to be able to raise any issue without the fear of reprisal. You should be able to put your hand up and say, hey, you know what, this just isn't working, and you should be able to say that even if it was your boss's idea. We have to have that type of culture. We also have to think about, and I know many of you have been part of a program, we have to think about how we communicate with each other, even in simple communication over the radio. Many of you have heard about hear back, read back. Now, we all get used to doing our jobs every day, but we also have to remind ourselves in this business there are no simple tasks in aviation. Everything we do is important, and there is no margin for errors. By working together and being open, we have a chance to draw on everyone's expertise in order to address and solve our problems. And what that promotes is an environment that says, let's figure out if something isn't working, and then let's work together and come up with a solution and make it better, safer, more efficient. It leads to the kind of a safety culture that we're striving for today at the FAA, and we hope to see throughout the aviation industry. We've got a lot of work to do in order to take our aviation system into the next generation and to safely and efficiently handle what we know is going to be the expected increase in traffic over the years. the technical improvements that we'll see under next gen, such as more accurate navigation, better access to airports, less fuel burn, that's one side of the equation. But if we combine that with a heightened safety culture where we can talk openly about issues, it'll take us to even safer skies, better use of our airspace, and better use of our precious resources. Now is the time for us to continue forward with a new vision for the way we fly. And just as the founders of this organization had the foresight to create a path for business aviation, all of you here today are part of the continuing evolution of this industry. You have the insight, you certainly have the motivation to move us forward, and I'm excited, very excited, about what we can do to define the next generation of navigation and air travel. Thank you for your kind attention.
Randy Babbitt is the administrator of the FAA. Find the agency's website at faa.gov. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.